Welcome to the Crimson Circle. I'm David McMaster, and it's my deepest, it is my deepest pleasure and honor to welcome you all here to our gathering, a special gathering, December 2012. Whoa. It is. Actually, it's pretty exciting. And in my opinion, you know, it's an event that all of us have been aware of for eons of time, and that has been prophesized for eons of time. And we all got here automagically by following our heart and soul, and here we are. As the walking ascended masters on earth, those who have chosen this fantastic journey into really knowing and feeling and being our I Am presence. So let's take a breath with that. And it seems like, you know, for me personally, you know, the energies just keep, you know, increasing. And things on in the earth, you know, keep changing, you know, be it politics or weather. And now we're having, you know, huge storms on the west coast of the United States called the Pineapple Express. And that's bringing all kinds of, you know, moisture into the west coast. So the east coast got to experience it last month. And now the west coast is having their turn. And with that said, that weather is just one part of it. We're seeing, you know, the change in politics and economics and in every facet of life. And that's the good news. That's the good news. And they're basically following the potentials that we're planting. So let's take a breath with that. So not only is it, you know, the Mayan 2012, but, you know, for the major religions, it's a very spiritual, special time. And as we are aware, it's a time when approximately 2,000 years ago, the Christ seed energy was planted on earth. And it sprouted, and it grew, and it matured. And here we are. Yeah, here we are. So let's take a breath with that. And actually, we have a lovely music video today. And it's entitled The Gift of Acceptance. And it was performed at the in Oslo at the Nobel Peace Prize. So let me invite us to really consciously breathe even now. And, you know, breathing can be the greatest gift that we give ourselves. And actually, it's the gift that only we can give ourselves. It's the present, in the present moment. So I invite all of us, let's take that deep conscious breath. That breath that says, yes, I choose to be here now. In this now moment, experiencing life, and to feel the breath. And to allow herself to feel even more. Because if we choose, we can expand our energy and our consciousness to open up and to radiate who we really are. So I invite you to keep breathing. We'll experience the music together, and we'll celebrate. And the group is Indy Airy.
Some believe it's right to say Jesus when you pray. Some believe Muhammad, Allah, or Buddha are the way. Is there no God or a pantheon of gods up in the sky? I'll honor your choices and you can honor mine. Whether you are red, black, yellow, brown, give the gift of your acceptance. Some believe that God's a him and some say he's a her. Does God live here in our hearts or out in the universe? Gandhi was a Hindu, Martin Luther King, a Christian. Regardless of religion, they knew love was the mission. Israeli, and they call me an American. I look at you and I don't see a country, I just see my friend. I pray we're in each other's lives for a long, long time. Cause I honor your choices and you honor mine. We are one, the same things from life. We want peace, love, and prosperity. Gift of your acceptance.
Thank you. And that was her name, India Airy, and lovely, huh? Yeah. And of course, acceptance, you know, can be a two-edged sword. You know, accepting the world as it is, and as we know, all is well in all of creation. And then even the harder one, though, is the fearless self-acceptance of ourself for everything we've done, thought, wished we would have done, all those things, and to fearlessly just accept everything we've done. And let's take a breath on that one. Now let's take another breath on that one. It's a big one. It's huge. It is for me anyway. Thank you. And, you know, the synchronicities are just absolutely so phenomenal. They are especially enjoyable at this time of year in this transition that we're going through. And as we've talked about, you know, really the message and the energy and the issue at this time is freedom. Coming into our own sovereignty, our own I am-ness. And it's been a journey that started, you know, eons ago. And you, in a way, you could say it started 9 billion years ago. And you'd be right. And you could also say then it really picked up steam and moved forward from the order of the ark when that was formed in order to get creation moving again. And bring back the Adam and the Isis energies in a whole new way. and we've done it. And think about this. Imagine, if you would, you're in an airplane, you're flying, and it's 1997, and you get this voice, you know, I'm here to work with you. Well, that sounds good. Now, what the voice didn't say is, you and your wife are going to be facilitating the largest shift ever in human consciousness, in all of creation. Tobias didn't mention that part of the deal. And it was probably a good thing that he didn't, because I know my reaction would have been, get me out of here. But that's what they've done. That's what they've done. So let me invite us all to stand and really give them a round warm of applause for this achievement. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you,
thanks,
everyone.
David. Thanks, everybody who is here today. What a great way to start out with. I love that video. And like David said, she sings about the gift of acceptance, but isn't it really about accepting ourselves first and foremost, and probably the most difficult thing to do, but such a pretty song. And speaking of pretty, you guys look really good today. I noticed that when I walked in the door before, and some of you are dressed up kind of costumey. Some just look great.
Excited.
Everybody looks wonderful.
Glowing, radiant.
Yeah, yeah. So could we get a camera shot? Could you stand up again so we get some good different camera angles for everyone listening in from around the world?
And you know, it is fun because people always...
Yeah, they love when you wave to them.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah.
We hear it over and over.
If the camera has a red light, that means it's on. I don't see any of them having red lights. So.
Oh, this one.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
You're on.
Say hi to the world.
Yeah, hello.
Okay, thank you. And we, David forgot to mention that we are, of course, this is our last shoud before the 1221 thing, you know, whatever. So this is kind of.
So is it the last shout?
Before 1221. So in a way, it's kind of historic, momentous. Before we really can say we're now fully in that new era. So it's just kind of an interesting time, interesting energy, crazy at times. Amazing and beautiful. I don't know if it's just...
Is that what you'd call it?
It is totally amazing, I can say that today.
Amazing works, okay.
The other day I couldn't say that, but...
Thank you.
I feel like I'm being pushed at quantum speeds. I don't know if anybody else feels that way. At times it is aggravating and frustrating and tiring, but then on the good days, there's nothing like it. And it's so disruptive to a lot of the old systems... chaotic, none of it makes sense. And then when I take a deep breath and remember that I let myself be here, just take a good deep breath and say, just go for the ride. Problem is, I don't know who's driving.
There's a medication for that, I'm sure.
Yes. Speaking of that, beauty, I also want to point out every month, Norma and Garrett, Andra and Ann, bring these beautiful flowers. How festive and Christmassy
glorious
today. Yeah. So thanks to Norma and Garrett for the flowers. And we've dressed up the stage today with a lot of poinsettias. Just so good to be here. David forgot to mention that today is one of those interesting numerology days. It's 1-2-0-1-2. It's like, you know, a sequence. It's kind of interesting. It doesn't mean a damn thing, but it's kind of interesting. Why not, you know? Better than it was December 4th. Doesn't mean anything. But so anyway, ponder on that.
Did you have to work at that?
I was typing something this morning
good.
Date, and I'm like, whoa, it's all zeros, ones, and twos. I wonder if it means anything. No, but it's fun. Anyway, we have quite a few visitors today from out of town.
We
like
do.
To welcome you and acknowledge you and put the camera on you if you don't mind. So Linda is going to announce. David, if you would, run the camera.
Okay. We have Michael Koster from Courtenay, British Columbia. Where are you, sir?
British Columbia. Hi, Michael.
Thank
How are you.
You
doing?
How are you doing?
Good to see you.
See you again.
Good to see you. And this is your first live shout?
But we've met him before.
Yes.
This is my first Crimson Circle event live, yes.
Right. Good.
I've seen you on the computer.
Yeah.
You look familiar.
A lot of familiar faces. It's funny to walk into a new place and recognize so many people.
Kind of fun, huh?
I've never been here before, and I already know you.
Kind of fun.
Oh, they're kind of rock stars. Oh, there's Kathleen, there's Edith, there's
all
of
them. It's a little bit like that, yeah.
It's like you're watching a TV show every month, and then you come here. Oh, they're real. Wow. You can
exactly
pinch them just to make sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
Good. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
And Michael, as I've said so many times, this live audience is one of the most fabulous groups you'll ever get to be with as long as you don't get between them and their chocolate.
Yeah, watch it at the break. There.
It's dangerous. Please be nice, everybody.
They're not laughing, Linda.
It's not funny. They like the chocolate. It's important. It's a fair warning. Okay. And someone we haven't seen for a little while, Marianne Ang.
Hi, Marianne. Good to see you again.
And could, Marianne, we hear that you're not in the Yukon anymore.
You're not in Whitehorse, Yukon?
Well, my business is, but I am sort of living in Florida now.
What a creator. What a creator. The business is there. She's there.
Let's see, Yukon in the winter or Florida.
Wow.
Oh, and I have to say hi, Gabby. I promise.
Okay. Good.
Okay. And then also, from Netherlands, we have Wilhelmina De Jager. Are you here, Wilhelmina De Jager?
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. I am surprised and happy. I didn't look at the guest list for today, but good to see you.
I'm here for the 12-12-12.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Coming up down in Scottsdale.
It was 8 years ago, in December 2004, I was here, so... I thought it was a very nice occasion to be here again.
Yeah, glad
and
you're
hi,
here.
Everybody.
You want to say something in Dutch? Only you will understand.
No, I'm not based in the Netherlands anymore.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Where are you? Everybody's moving. What the hell are you guys doing? I can't keep track.
I set myself free after Kauai, and I was in Brittany when Adams was there.
Yeah.
Then 3 months in Portugal, and now I'm in the south of France this winter.
Congratulations. Wow. Wonderful.
It's horrible.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Thank you. I love it.
Good to see you.
From Florida, we have Jill Hepp. Nice to see her again. Sure. Hi, Jill.
Oh, good to see you. Yeah.
And hi.
You just came up for the snow in the mountains at Christmas time.
Thank goodness there's no snow. I threw away my snow shovel when I moved to Florida.
Oh, good. Well, we kind of wish there was a little snow right now, just for the festive thing. And it's always fun watching the crew unload the trailer. Snow, is that? No? Okay. It's about, what, 10 Celsius today? Warm. It's about, what, 52, 55 up here. Beautiful day.
It's gorgeous. And it's nice to be back. I love Florida, but I... love to be back with all of you Coloradans.
Great.
Good
thank
to see you.
You. Thanks.
Okay, then we also have, this is Mr. White Chocolate Macadamia Nut Cookie, Joshua Pearson. How many of those cookies? Have you decided what's the right number yet?
There's never enough cookies.
And Joshua, would you tell everybody where you're from?
I'm from Lake Tahoe, California.
Great.
Beautiful.
Actually,
Lake
Tahoe, Nevada.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'll stipulate that.
Beautiful place. Wow. You're getting a lot of snow there right now.
Yes.
Yeah, like that high.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Lindsay. I hope you're
big,
okay, Lindsay
those
Yogi.
Those big storms that are moving through San Francisco and then dumping snow in Tahoe. Yeah.
Which we could use.
I know.
I know. It's so
We're
dry
not
here.
Get it, though.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
And he's here with Nicole Wellington, also from the Lake Tahoe area.
Yes, good to see you. Did you fly or drive?
We drove.
Drove. That's a long
he
drive.
He was brave.
Yeah.
We actually didn't listen to the radio much, so we were too busy chatting the entire way. 2 days.
Wow.
And you're still together.
Wow. More than ever.
Wow, that's a good sign.
Yeah. Did you come the north way or across the mountains?
We did go the north way, but we're going to go the mountains the pretty way on the way back.
Yeah.
You get out there on Interstate, what is it, 80?
80.
Or, yeah.
It's not very pretty, but it was fast.
And windy. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It was very windy, but we're going to hop in the car and go the pretty way on the way back. And go the loneliest stretch on 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And you guys are here for the Sexual Energy School with Jean and Youp. Is that true?
I actually took that in Incline. Yeah. And the aspectology.
Yeah.
And that's how I got to know Jean and Youp.
Yeah.
So,
good.
Yeah, it's very nice to see them again. And it's nice to see all of you, who, again, I agree, you're all familiar to me.
Thank you. Glad you could be with us.
All these celebrities in one room.
And then,
by the way, when we're out traveling, they do ask about you. They ask Linda and I, you know, about you. They want to know the personal stuff. So just to let you know, Go ahead.
Be careful what you tell Jeff, because he will share it with anyone.
All those good things. Go ahead, next.
Next. You have fun with stories.
I love stories.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See, that was fair.
Don't tell me your secrets.
We're being light.
Next.
Okay, and from Mason, Tennessee, Wendy Whitaker. Mm. Nice to see you, Wendy.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Thrilled to be here.
Yeah.
Actually, Mason is right outside of Memphis, Tennessee, if that gives you any idea.
Yeah, and did you drive or fly?
Flew,
yes. Yeah, good.
Does the Mason-Dixon line go through there?
No.
You know, Yankees don't know where the Mason-Dixon line is.
I'm not sure I know where it is either. So.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
It's right next to the Mississippi River near there. That's where I live, just Memphis.
Wonderful.
So. I'm glad you're
west
here.
West Southern Tennessee.
Sevier.
Farthest corner.
Yeah. You don't have the Tennessee
accent.
No.
I think I have more of a Midwestern is what I'm told. I don't know.
It sounds like
kind of no accent, just no nice. Accent. I kind of like.
Well, my stepmother's from Chicago, so I kind of picked up.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good thing.
And I'm with Mike, and it's weird being here with everybody. I've seen him for so many years online.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We keep telling you guys. I mean, really.
I think I met Edith in the restroom. We entered energy.
A lot of people do. It's busy back there. I mean, it's a small hall. It gets busy. You wouldn't believe who I meet. Richard Berry and I were, we're here again in the men's room.
Edith is a bit of a rock star, Crimson Circle rock star.
Edith, you are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. And.
That's the end of my list. Oh. Now there are other new people or people we haven't seen for a while.
Please raise your hand if you're here for the first time or you haven't been here.
If you're not afraid. Thank you.
I'm Lawrence Wendell. I'm from Highlands Ranch, Colorado.
Ah.
I've been following you on TV for the internet for a couple years now.
And here we are.
And so I thought it was appropriate to come today.
Great. Glad you're here. You're here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Anybody who's here for the very first time, if you would raise
over
your
here?
Hand. First time.
Over here?
Everybody else, too. There's got to be more than one.
They don't have to admit
You're very
it.
Special today.
They don't have to admit
And
it.
You're going to be on the launch pad later, so.
They're allowed to be anonymous.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
My name's Sean Page. I'm from Elizabeth, Colorado, and honored to be here with you all today. And
thank you.
Again, it is my very first time, so.
Ooh, we'll try to behave.
Very much looking forward to the experience today.
Great. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. So.
Thank you.
Okay, well, you know.
Suzanne is back.
Hi, Suzanne. Good to see you again.
And I need to put a little update. There are several Chambra in the last couple of months that have gotten really good big jobs, several in this room even.
Yeah.
So, you know, you never know what you're able to create right now. Jobs they actually like and that they're being well paid for. So there's actually a fair amount of good news out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Chambra that are quitting their jobs and not worrying about it anymore. Who cares? I mean, what the heck?
You got to do what you're good at.
Anyway, we have quite a bit going on. We have 6 videos today. So
what?
I should have brought some popcorn, but we have a lot of videos. So we're going to get right into it and start with recap from last month.
Oh, Important.
Remember, we're in the Freedom Series, just as a reminder. This is going to be Shoud 3 of the video series today. We're going to do a little walk back to last month into Shoud 2. And it was actually, the video was put together by Vicky. Vicky, where are you?
Hi, oh, hi. Vicky.
Good. I love your videos.
You
They're great.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. So we're going to take a look at Shoud 2 called The Voice of Freedom. So sit back, relax. Hunter, you're going to be a busy man today with those lights. Here we go.
He can do it.
Freedom. That big question, are you ready for it? It sounds so enticing. Freedom. Oh, yes. Freedom from that bad job, that bad partner, your children, whatever it happens to be, freedom. But that's not true freedom. No. True freedom comes from within you. Freedom from you. Freedom for you. True freedom. Very, very few beings have ever had it. They think about it. Some actually think that they are free because they live in a free country. And they've told that they have freedom, but that doesn't mean they're free. It just means that they have the illusion of freedom. But this whole dynamic of freedom, it has to do with money. It's one of the big issues. One of the grips that this lack of freedom has on consciousness. It goes directly through money. No freedom, no money. So it affects the economies. Plus the markets, financial markets, as you know, are about 500 years old. That's old. That's old right now. So they're having to go through a shift. People that are holding on to the old ways, not just because of greed, but because of old ways, because they want tomorrow to be like today, because for them, they have the money, you don't. So they want it to be like today. So there's this tremendous friction that's taking place right now. I've said before, the financial systems have already collapsed in a way. In other words, they are no longer backed by the trust that they used to have. You trust money? You trust the people who handle your money? Yes. And not that they're bad, but they're not in the same consciousness as you. Yes.
Sweet forgiveness.
To be free, it's important to forgive yourself. Not in the old Catholic or parochial way. Sorry, Pope. Not in an old religious way where you run around suffering your forgiveness. Not at all. True forgiveness is saying, that wasn't me. Sorry, looked like me, sounded like me. It actually wasn't, believe it or not. That was not me that did that. It was an aspect. It was yesterday. I'm not going to carry around that old luggage, emotional, physical, painful luggage anymore. What is more responsible? Walking around with that backpack filled with yesterday. Is that responsible? Walking around with who you used to be? No, it's a lot of things, but it's not actually not responsible. So, what is more responsible, I ask? To continue with the old programming or to stop right now and say, that really was not me. That was a lot of things, but that was not me. Your past is a series of potentials, most of which have never been realized or understood. None of them, or very few of them, actually manifested. But you believe it's your past because of programming. But your past can be changed the moment you say, that was not my past. Suddenly, your past really isn't a series of chronological, linear events that took place. Suddenly, your past is no longer history or his story. Suddenly, the past is but one of many potentials or options that could have been played out. And now, literally, the moment you release yourself from your past, you suddenly realize how you can also change it tomorrow. And then you stop for a moment and say, this is me. Watch this.
When will I learn? Sweeter than honey. Give me that sweet forgiveness. Sweeter than the wine.
Did you really get separated from spirit? No, you, there's a very deep wound that you have from that goes way, way back to when you crossed through the wall of fire a long time ago. But it's also very current, very present. And you keep repeating separation over and over. So you have this anxiety. And the first thing about forgiveness is let go of that separation. You didn't get lost. You really didn't get separated. You just took a different path to have a different type of experience.
Sweet forgiveness.
Sin. Let's take a deep breath. Deep breath. There is no sin. There is no karma. Unless you want there to be. Oh, it's been pounded into you, drilled into you. That's an interesting concept. But it's just not true. Sin begets sin. Do you realize that? Sin. And you're told, many of you are told, you have original sin. Oh, and if sin begets sin, you're in for a wagon load of trouble. Because once you think you sinned, actually, there's kind of an interesting human consciousness phenomenon. Well, I already sinned. I'm already going to hell. I might as well really go for it now. What does it matter? I'm a sinner. Just go for it. Sinners really actually have never met somebody who's totally redeemed. That's the bad part. There's no standard. They just meet other sinners. Their world is filled with sinners. Who said that selfish was bad? Your mother, your father, your priest, the church, everybody, your brothers, your sisters, your lovers, your teachers, the list goes on and on. They're the ones that said it. There's nothing wrong with being selfish unless you believe in sin and separation. Well, let's do a forgiveness on all the old energy around selfish. And from this moment on, put a good energy on that. A pleasing, joyful energy on taking care of yourself, loving yourself. Hardest thing a human will ever do, and the greatest thing a human will ever do, love themselves. Stupid. Really, I mean, it's a great one. That's the only S word I could think of that related to giving yourself a hard time for doing what you call are the wrong things. And it could be the little things, going to the wrong school, marrying the wrong person, whatever it is. But, you know, there's so much of your brain talk is, oh, was I stupid? And it's all under the same category. I did the wrong thing. I shouldn't have. And it's all stupid self rather than I am self. There is a new voice. It's already there. Already there. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to read a special book or listen to a special program. It's already there. Always has been. You just haven't heard it. It's a quieter voice because it's more real. It's more you. It's a balanced voice. And the voice that speaks the truth, not the S's, not these other things. It's a voice that's been waiting for a safe space and a quiet moment. It's the new voice of freedom. I'm going to call it today, What Dreams May Come. What Dreams May Come. That's hope. Well, there's not a lot of hope on this planet right now. You can get transportation somewhere. You have a roof over your head, just enough. You'd like more, but got just enough. And that's keeping people out of their dreams. It's actually better when you lose your job and things are going to hell and you think you might have a terminal illness. That's when you start dreaming. That's when, oh boy, I better get my peep together and dream quick. What dreams may come. So I want to talk about the our Halloween dream walk. Into the earthbound realms. Was it just some other dimension, not really here on the physical plane? Was it really the dimension? Was it really just the dimension of the dead and of the haunted and of the ghosts? I said it was earthbound. Maybe it was also the dimension of the living dead. The ones who repeat each day over and over. A little bit of hope. Maybe tomorrow something will happen. Next, the profound impact that this made when so many of you going out there, because you did go out also into the earthbound realms, which also contain mass consciousness, spooks, ghosts, and everything else, but it contains human consciousness. It contains the matrix out there. What you know is the matrix. In other words, preset conditions, hypnosis, that's blocking humans and you from being free. It had a tremendous impact on what I would call the grid or the matrix. It's like a huge software program, and it's very difficult to change. Very difficult to change. There's not, using this bad analogy, there is not any single programmer that really knows how to change it. It is software gone awry, software that is protecting itself now. And it has been programmed with defense mechanisms that prevent change. That program up there, out there, that program is designed to keep tomorrow just like today. It's the choices and the thoughts of humans that have been going on for thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of years that have created this software program. And it's really easy to get stuck in it and to think that you don't have a way out. And then to live with that inner misery and that lack of hope and that frustration. What do I do to get out of this? And once in a while, you make some lame effort to get out, and you're sucked right back. We did the dream walk. Imagine for a moment the implications on the programming, on the software. What's it going to do to it?
Shake it out.
Shake it out, absolutely. Not in a intrusive way, because we didn't go out there that way. Not in a collapse kind of way, because we didn't go out there that way. We went out there in compassion. So it too, this matrix of mass consciousness, it too will rebalance itself naturally. The more passion from the more people, we will do it sooner. It might be 1,000 or 10,000 years, or it might be 1 year. Doesn't really matter, does it? No, because you're already shining your light of your dreams on yourself right now. What dreams may come? What potentials are there for you? And there are many, many, many. what to do. Talked about a new tomorrow, talked about what dreams may come, about freedom. The interesting thing is actually nothing, except to keep breathing and allowing. You stand there right in the midst of the storm, and it all happens. It's the acceptance, it's the forgiveness, it's the feeling into that new voice of freedom. It's like our dream walk the other day. You are in your own dream walk of your own tomorrow. You're just there in your presence. Suddenly, everything aligns itself with you to freedom. All I did was take a deep breath and say, all is well in all of creation. And so it is. Thank you, dear Sean Brown. Thank you, Vicki. Great job.
Thanks, Vicki.
Wonderful.
It sounded even better than I remembered.
Yeah, I always know when there's some strong statements, when it's moving some energy, because we get a lot of interesting emails, comments on the blogs and on YouTube and things like that. And there were a lot of them.
Looks on Linda's face.
Yeah, that too. There were a lot of them this last month. Adamus made some really strong statements. And one in particular that some people have a hard time with, saying it's time to be selfish. And there was one post in particular on YouTube, somebody just having a fit saying, who is this guy? This is awful. This is terrible. I've been channeling for 40 years and I've never heard anything like this. Duh. The 40 years is a clue.
Getting really comfortable with this, aren't you?
You know, actually, he made some statements. He said, there is no karma and you can be selfish. And this person was just irate about it. And there were some other people who responded, said, then have it. Have your stinking karma and you're giving to everything else but yourself. They just didn't get it, and they don't want to, and that's okay. So, because it is about acceptance, starting with ourselves. Huh. Anyway, just a real quick update on the Halloween Dream Walk. Many of you, I'm sure, listened to it. It was done on Halloween Day. Adamus took us into the astral realms, the earthbound realms. And when we reported last month, we had just about 22,000 listeners. As of yesterday, about 52,000.
It was very popular. And then it was interesting to a lot of new people because, of course, it sounds kind of dramatic.
Yeah. But anyway, so I thought that was great. Well, we're going to take a look now because we do have a lot more videos to play.
Holy.
Take a look at what's going on.
Where are you going with this?
Oh, there we go. Oh, yes. Quick recap. If we could get the lights once again, Hunter.
Okay.
I just love the shots that Dave Schimmel, Dave over here, takes during the month. And again, just the expression on people's faces. This isn't a video. These are still shots. But, of course, Andra doing the breathing. Always lovely. Some new folks that came in last month aren't here this month. But there's just such an expression on the face, and Dave has such a great way of capturing it.
Yeah, I look like,
ugh. No, it's great. You're reaching up to end of whatever. And just so expressive and real.
That's kind of priceless.
Great shots. And Dave's doing all this without lighting or without flash, of course. He's Crash, but he's not Flash.
Good point.
And such wonderful interaction. Everybody interacting with each other, with Adamus. Adamus interacting with everyone in the audience.
And those two new people, and I don't think they're coming back.
No, they didn't come back. They're probably watching online
yeah, right.
right now, I'm sure. Dear Adamas. Great outfits all the time.
Costumes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there she is.
Oops.
And somebody sent this on the internet after he said, remember, it's not you. And somebody said, it's not me, it's you.
Actually, that photo was taken in Australia while we were doing Living Essentials.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was right near where we were staying, and they thought that was just too funny that somebody had defaced the building to share an Adamas message.
Yeah. But I'm sure it wasn't Chambra. Okay. Great. Let's take a look at the recent events. I think the very night for the last shout, Linda and I hopped on an airplane and... keep them down, Hunter, because we're going to play a video. We had a grand time in Australia. Love it there. I hope we can do an event where people from all around the world come in maybe next year.
Australians are requesting it, that maybe we should do some sort of a special midsummer event so everybody can, not midsummer, but...
Well, it would be their midsummer.
Their midsummer, yeah.
Yeah, like
which
like
is
in November.
The opposite of ours.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing city, amazing community. You can see so much and just... It's ease and grace, and I love the Australians for their lack of respect for authority. They pay a lot of taxes, but they take care of each other. It's spectacular.
Yeah. So we did a Living Ascension workshop there, second time we've done it, and it really focuses on life in as enlightened beings.
Going forward.
Living while ascended, and talking about some of the joys and the challenges. It's a very interesting concept because we're no longer... thinking about ascension sometime long in the future, we're saying it's right here. Now, what are the real life challenges? So
and
we've
the
got
the potential of staying here and doing it versus the old religious thing of meaning you would kind of vanish.
Absolutely, you're staying ascended.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a variety of shots from in and around the Manly and Sydney area, as well as the workshop. So we're going to play a little video to just show you what it's like down under.
And Manly's kind of a suburb of Sydney. Little separate city, but right in Sydney.
Little volume.
Movie baby, in. Let's make a movie baby. Time. Excuse me baby. Let's. Yeah you baby. Go. Do you groovy baby. Back. Let's make a movie baby. Time.
It's Mr. Worldwide. Agent A. Reporting live. From Cape Canaveral. MK. Big Cypher's rap.
Back. In. Time.
Black mask, black gloves with a little bit of rope to tie. I flipped it. Black suits, white shirts, black glasses with a matching tan. Like Agent J or Agent K, and I wish the whole world would. Okay, I'm trying to make a billion out of 15 cents. Understood, I'm a ho. Yeah, move and shake a culture. Barrier border, record breaker, won't you? Give credit where credit is due, don't you? Know that I don't give a number two. Y'all just halfway thoughts, not worth the back of my mind. But to understand the future, we have to go back in time. They can try if they want to. What pit saw's a bit raw. Took like jigsaw and built it all. Despite a big loss, I bet it all. Ain't fought blind against the world, Ray Charles. Y'all just halfway thoughts. Not worth the back of my mind. But to understand the future, we have to go back in time.
Yeah.
out of 15 cents. Understand, understood, I'm a hope. Yeah, move and shake a culture. Barrier border, record breaker, won't you? Give credit where credit is due, don't you? Know that I don't give a number two. Y'all just halfway thoughts, not worth the back of my mind. But to understand the future, we have to go back in time.
They're really funny. If it got, if the room got below 72, they were putting on winter coats and sweaters.
The we had a grand time there.
Really good time.
Sponsored by Marissa Calvi, and who else did some channeling here? And the music is from the movie Men in Black 3, which is really,
really
good.
Really good. Really
kind
fun.
Kind of funny sci-fi. If you get a chance to see it, because it's also really kind of spiritual in a way.
It's rare that that the third in a series is as good as the first one. And it's really, really got some spiritual undertones in it.
My favorite character was the guy that plays the character who can see potentials. And it's amazing because Adamus talks about
potentials.
You mean
potentials. The crazy guy that was kind of possessed?
Yeah. He was an alien. But the problem was he could see all the potentials. Never just a singular what's going to happen in the future, but all the potentials. So it was fun. Anyway, whew. Moving on.
My favorite is Will Smith.
Will Smith is good. We'll take a very quick look at some of the upcoming events that we have.
You're talking really fast.
Because we got more to go.
No more coffee for Jeff.
And then about a week and a half, we're going to be, well, actually in 9 days, we're going to be down in Scottsdale, Arizona with Steve and Barbara Rother and Peggy Phoenix DeBrow doing the 12-12-12 event. It's our first time working with Steve and Barbara on a singular event together, and we've got a great group.
Well, it's fun. Also, it's kind of a celebration because Barbara had been very, very, really seriously ill, and she has made a full recovery, and it'll be her first, I believe, her first live event that she'll be back at since the summer.
The doctors were amazed at her recovery, but,
miraculous.
You know, we're doing that these days.
Isn't this been a year?
Peggy DeBrow is joining us. We've known her for years with the EMF work. And if you can't get down there to Scottsdale, where it's going to be nice and warm and fun.
Or you're busy.
You can listen in online because we are going to be webcasting it. So that's the 12-12-12 event. Then up here in Colorado, we're having our own 12-21 event.
End of the world.
End of whatever.
Or whatever.
Whatever. And we
sounds like California.
Purposely chose it, and of whatever.
That used to be my favorite word.
We chose it for the to have it at the Ameristar Casino. Why not? You know, I mean, go out in style at the casino. It's a beautiful place.
Well, who cares? You know, if it's going to end.
Yeah, throw the money down in the slot machine. Yeah, we're going to have an afternoon of channelings with Adamus, and then a gourmet dinner, and I know it's gourmet. You asked me last month, how do you know it's gourmet? I saw the menu the other day. It is gourmet because Susie and Linda picked it out. Yeah.
Susie, want to come up here with me? You get one side, I'll get the other. I'm sorry, it is a very lovely meal, but there will not be any caviar.
Bring your own. Anyway, it'll be fun. If you can't make it there in person, we are webcasting the afternoon session, but not at the casino later on.
Because you can't.
No, we're not going to webcast that, no. You know, could you imagine shots of David, you know, just going mad, winning all that money, stuffing
you
it
can't.
In his pockets?
You can't. It's illegal to photograph in a casino, Jeff.
No, it's actually okay now. I know. I go there.
You know too much.
To check it out for the event.
Yeah, you know too much.
For this event.
Okay, yeah, we'll find out. Good for you. And that, if you're from Colorado or it kind of calls to you, I will say we only have a few more spots open.
Yeah.
And it is truly a beautiful setting. It's a very, very nice hotel. Unbelievably nice hotel built in this old mining town with the gambling. And it's a very warm and beautiful place this time of year.
Good. So that's coming up. That'll be
and
our...
And they have a really nice swimming pool and spa.
Yeah. Oh, great spa. Yeah. Good. So that's the last event for 2012.
And beauty salon.
We roll into 2013 with our Egypt trip. And again, I am really looking forward to it because there's a lot of changes going on in Egypt, if you haven't noticed. I mean, really, they are in the midst of redeveloping their country, and the energies from the ancient and the new and everything else. I'm looking forward. We've got so far about 85 people, I think, on the tour. A lot
close
of
to.
Nice things with it is that we do have our own boat on the Nile for about 7 nights when we're not staying at very nice hotels.
It is. Five-star.
Private time in the pyramid, King's Chamber, 4 hours.
The food is excellent. Unbelievable.
Oh, the food is great.
Yeah.
No dairy,
so you can eat a lot and have a lot of flavor and go, ooh, that Middle Eastern food.
We have private time in
it's
the
really
Sphinx.
Good food.
And for those of you who have been there before with us, you know, you go down into the Sphinx and it's just amazing. But then it's our own group and nobody else can get in and they're standing all around, you know, the perimeter. Oh, what's so special
about them?
We are.
It's all by appointment, even the time in the pyramid. Nobody can be in there but our group, and that's very, very special and unique. Not very many people have had that opportunity to do it quite like we do it. And we're going to give it a break, that it takes a lot of work to put this together. It's a huge commitment. And so this will be the last time we're going to do it for a few years. So if you're interested, we really do have a few more spaces, but not a lot. You might consider, if you're thinking about it, don't delay. It's a very special trip. One more thing. I know, I'm hurrying. If you've been on the Egypt trip and thought it was beyond words, and you're sitting here, would you raise your hand?
Yeah. Life-changing, transformational.
Yeah.
Okay, and then next after that, Iguazu Falls, Brazil. We're going to be doing
excited about this.
Dreamwalker Life there. We're going to have the music of
Yoham.
Back to Brazil. It's been a couple of years since we've been there. And instead of going to Sao Paulo or Rio, we said, let's go to someplace really magnificent.
Well, and just for the superficial stuff, oh my God, Brazilian food is so good. And the dancing and the laughing and the celebrating, it's not really like Egypt. I love Brazilian people are hysterically fun.
Yeah.
So if you want to try something fun, and it's in a setting beyond words, we haven't been there yet, but what happened was there's this lovely Chambra, Conrado, and he kept sending me pictures saying, when are you going to get it, Linda? When are you going to get it? I think this is a good place. And then finally we say, oh, yeah, doesn't that look magical?
And it's right on the border with Argentina. Mm-hmm. It's close to, Paraguay, I think.
Is it?
I think so. I don't know. I'll find out tonight on Google it, but it's down there. It is. Yeah, good.
You'll be geographically corrected.
So it's going to be a phenomenal, exciting workshop, and especially with, I got to do that again.
Well, it's in February, which can be not the best place March.
March,
which is a kind of a weird weather, you know, in a lot of places. But there, it's beautiful, and it's a nice hotel, and the dancing and the food.
Then after that.
Am I being superficial?
Then after that, it's on to Kauai for Quantum Allowing. This is, I think, our 10th time doing a workshop in Kauai.
It's kind of snow gone.
Annual snow tradition. Gone. This is the very first time we're going to be doing Quantum Allowing. I'm not really sure what it is yet because we haven't done it, but Adamus is so excited about it that he's already taking me through it, and he's talking a lot about it, which he normally doesn't do beforehand.
As a loving and respectful partner, this really needs to be something else because I can tell you from observing, there's quite a lot going on at our house.
Whoa, yeah. There's only 12 spaces left. We tell you that, so you're not disappointed. Don't wait until February to decide to go, because they'll be gone by the end of next week. If you want to go,
I think they'll be gone by Wednesday, but
they might be gone by today.
Yeah,
but you do have to apply first. You have to have taken SES. We want, and there are no exceptions. Some of you have written our staff nasty emails and how you are already enlightened and you don't need to take SES.
There were some nice emails that said that too, but it doesn't matter whether you're naughty or nice. No.
It's a requirement. Why do we do that? Because we find that when we do a workshop and the people have taken SES, even like a third or a half have taken SES, it makes a substantial difference in the energy. There's no games. We can get right into the work. And because quantum allowing is going to be so different. I think it's going to be Adamus' whole new level of things that we want everybody to at least have that commonality so we can move forward.
You should know that other Shambra have secretly come to us and said, I can tell the difference when they haven't taken a CS2.
What'd you say?
People can tell when you've had SES and you have a way of looking back and really finding some clarity in places that it's a very simple, easy way to start a process that will change your life.
And just so you know, we are going to be doing quantum allowing in other locations. We'll take it to Europe, South America, Asia, Australia. We're starting here in Kauai. So if you're not able to get in now, we will have it later. But we do recommend everybody takes SES anyway. So, good. And that's, well, we also have the live music of Gerhardt and Anat, special guests Norma and Garrett.
Woohoo.
Good. Okay, moving
on. There we go.
What's after that? I don't know if... Oh!
There is nothing after that.
Nothing after that. It's time for the Shambra Launch Pad. We have two launches today.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely. And...
Oh, your eyes are sparkling.
One is live, and the other is not here, so Linda and I will do it. So, and I forgot which one we start out with today, but I'm going
to
click this slide.
Since you're in charge, I couldn't... I mean, I'd have to be psychic more than I am to guess that. But I want to say something.
Yes.
The reason that the launch pads are so important and such a joy for us is that you have all been invited by the Crimson Circle, by Adamus, Tobias, to truly create and express, to don't sit back, do it, make it happen. And so the launch pads are fun for us because this is your way of doing it, making it happen, and that's what we're celebrating when we celebrate
inspire
a creation.
You know, if somebody's done a creation, inspire somebody else to say,
that's right,
I'm going to do that too, and I'm going to be
that's
on
right.
the Shambra launch pad.
That's right.
So let's see what we have today.
What'd you put first, Jeffrey?
I forgot, but we're going to find out in just a moment.
Nothing!
The first one is Andreas Hoffman, who's not here today, but he's been working on a wonderful new creation, DVDs, and I think there's 7 DVDs in this. It's called Dancing into Consciousness. And I kind of like it because what he did is took the CD, the music CD with Johan and me, I think it was. It
How
wasn't even channeled.
How could you stretch that out for 7?
Oh, no, he does it. He takes the whole CD, what was it titled? Opening into Consciousness. And he puts it to DVD, to movement. It's particularly good for body movement, which is so important. It's kind of free-form body movement to the words of me and the music of Johan. So,
Andreas truly lives what he's creating.
Absolutely. He's in New Zealand right now, hopefully listening in online, even though it's some probably 3 in the morning.
Oh, my
for
angel
him.
Sweet. It's 7 videos, but not necessarily that many discs. They're
7 videos, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Andreas, if you're listening in from down in New Zealand, thank you for creating this, for putting it together. We're going to show a little trailer right now.
Yeah.
I told you we had a lot of.
You're good.
Okay. If we get those lights
off. Are
we
ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to sit down.
The basis of this video has been to put into practice the opening of yourself into the consciousness of the new energy. The beautifully simple and profound audio guidance by Jeffrey Hoppe, together with the music by Johan, provide the template for this process. The producing of the video has been flowing with ease and joy, just following our intuition and trusting ourselves that everything will unfold and happen as necessary. It felt like a celebration of our multidimensional being. There were no fixed schedule, no rehearsal, no exactly given exercises to follow. so these videos might encourage and inspire you to feel free and to enjoy moving, toning and dancing by practicing breathing and sensing more deeply and consciously. My experience in teaching for 30 years Heart Spirit Tai Chi and what I now call Quantum Heart Movement is that it is much easier to feel the presence of the now moment and to receive a deeper breath when you engage your entire being by giving your body the chance to move and open up together with the opening of your consciousness. After our recording session, which was for just one afternoon, it was amazing how open, transparent, and sensitive our bodies felt. In the new energy, learning can be a quantum experience, a co-creative process, activating a complete picture of what you want to practice or manifest, instead of linearly adding single pieces to a puzzle. The audio guidance supplies the platform for activating the greater picture of breathing, sensing, feeling, being present and expanding yourself from your core, from your point of presence. I want to thank Jeffrey, Gerhard, Einat, and Amir, my partner Mirella, and our friends for the wonderful creation and experience.
Dancing into Consciousness, Andreas Hoffmann from Switzerland.
He's so passionate.
And there's 7 videos, and again, they use the audio track of Opening into Consciousness, 7 different videos in this, and it is available only at the Crimson Circle store. You can get it online. Do we have hard copies, Michelle? I don't think so.
No.
But you can download it online. Everything's downloaded these days anyway, so it's available right now. So how about a great big deep breath for Andias to launch this product? Woo. Okay, now for our next launch pad.
Okay, are you ready?
Live and in person.
Yeah.
Let's take a great big deep breath and welcome Gail Sutton and Sean Page. Come on up. Come on up. And good to see you today.
Hi, good to see you, Jeff.
So what do you have? It's called Fragile X.
Okay, well, hi, I'm Gail Sutton.
Don't be too shy now, Gail.
Yeah, no. This is my drummer and music partner and little brother from who knows how many past lives, yeah. Sean Page.
Sean, good to see you here.
Welcome, Sean.
And we've got a band called Fragile X. Actually, the other guys, or at least Lance Allred, who is the other original founding member and the singer and producer, he's watching it on the website.
Oh, good, great.
Yeah, and so this is a project we all got together and did, and it's turned into like a band that really makes music and
amazing.
Does that. We are getting airplay in Great Britain.
Wow.
And also all in New England, and we've got about 1,000 hits now on the video. And the CD is selling. And what I'd like to do, since Sean's the founding member, I'd like to turn everything over
sure.
to him, and he can tell us a little bit about it and how we went about
Thank
doing
you.
It and everything else.
Yeah, welcome, Sean.
Thanks,
welcome,
Gail.
Sean.
Okay, everybody. I think what I'd like to say is, first of all, this album to me is a really spiritual thing. Gail said, our whole band is spread across the country. Mm. We had all these wonderful musicians that came together via file share. Uh-huh. And made this album without the band ever being in the same room together.
Really?
It was done in our own studios. Wow. The video was done on our own cameras. It's a really interesting story, but I think the important thing about this album is the message. it seems to be a synchronicity for me with where we're at right now. The message that this album has is beautiful, and it's something that I really, really deeply want to share with the world. And I know the rest of the band feels the same way. So for Lance and Chris and Jeremiah and George and Mark and Matt and Carl, all the guys that work with us, hey, guys, hope you're watching on the internet right now.
Hey, you get famous right here.
Yeah.
Into the world. Hello.
There you go.
Yeah, what we did was, this song's called Going Back Home, and this is about what we've all been through. We play the game a little human. You know, we show up, and then we just get lost in our game. And then one day, we wake up, and we say, okay, time to get back to our roots. So this is truly about going back home.
We want everybody to return to paradise with us, and I think that's somewhere in here.
Yep, and that's the name of the album.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the name of our.
Why don't we do a plug for the new album? We're following up with this really quickly. We've got a new album coming in. Yeah. We've got another release that we're recording right now, and we're planning all the tracks and everything else. What's the title? What are we calling it?
It's Yesterday's Tomorrow, and it's about thinking about being in the now. So, like I say, I hope you folks love our message, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity to share it with everyone.
So, nice you could be here.
Yeah, so we've got our website is fragilex.com. You can get the CDs. We've got 30 of them here, and we've got like a live discount. They're $10. Or you can buy them on CD Baby or iTunes. And please watch the video because we've got Spectra Records and Vanguard looking at us right now. If we get enough hits, they're going to sign us.
Oh, girl.
That's what we want to hear. Hey, guys. Gail had said it wrong, and I don't want you to forget it, but it's fragilexband.com. And pretty much anywhere on the internet, you can find us as Fragile X Band.
Yeah.
Fragile X syndrome is the number one cause of genetic birth defects. And we make a bunch of money with this album here. We're going to donate to the foundation to help children and improve their lives and stuff. So there's more behind the scenes going on. We have big dreams. I worked in special education with most difficult kids in the school, and about Fragile X syndrome.
Yeah.
I was a teacher's assistant for years and did a lot of the one-on-one tutorial work with the children, integrating them into the classrooms and giving them an opportunity to be as normal as possible.
Wow.
The name was really interesting sounding to me, and I proposed to the band, I'm like, if we use this as a name, we've got to do something good.
Yeah.
So letting folks know that Fragile X syndrome is the number one cause of genetic birth defects.
Wow.
And that's a great foundation to donate to. So that's another message and another mission of ours is to help those kids and adults because it could be from mild to extremely severe birth defects, causes all kinds of ailments.
Wow.
But we want to make it something positive and something wonderful. So Fragile X.
All right. Well, let's take a look at a video clip with the sound. And you told me an interesting story before in the bathroom about your video clip.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it happens here in Cold Creek Canyon. It's where everything happens.
Information.
Yeah.
Essentially, you know.
I wouldn't wash your hands
When we were doing this video, we did it downtown, and again, we had a bunch of people participating with their own cameras, a lot of different formats. Well, our big cameras, the big, nice, tasty cameras with a static shot, like we have set up here in this room here today, during movement to the next scene, somebody decided to steal our main camera and our stick and all of our static shots were gone, so we had a brilliant editor that was able from, basically not stock set footage, but handheld stuff, and put this all together for us. So it was a miracle that the video came together, and I think you'll be truly amazed at Mac Page's artistry. That's my father. Yeah. Love him very much, and he supports this dream. And this dream is Gail's. And the other folks that I mentioned, and if we can help people doing it, that rocks.
That rocks. So let's listen to it right now. You guys stay here.
What a great launch.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Lights off. and video prepared.
Here we go. Get ready.
So what's wrong and what's right? Coming of age with a good book to guide me. It was time for me to move on. Seeking my fortune to gain me the notion money makes the world go round. The pressure of Wall Street swept me away.
Sample from the new CD from Fragile X.
Woo!
That's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
I like that. Oh, I like that a lot. Yeah.
That is such a wonderful, worthy project. That is so exciting. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you, everybody.
And I do have it listed on here where people can. Went too far. No, we don't want that.
We
but
can tell them.
Yeah,
we're
good. Yeah.
Gail.
Thank you.
Guys, again, you can find kind of like the keys to our universe is at www.fragilexband.com. Or just type in Sean Page drummer, Sean like Sean Connery, Page like Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. And then,
cool name.
And then drummer.
Whoa.
And you will find us.
Cool
and
name.
Thanks again for the opportunity.
You bet.
Thank you, Sean.
Hey, bless you
stay
all.
Here. We're
going to
take
you.
A deep breath with you. This is how we do the launch.
Yeah.
All right, let's get ready to launch this project. Give you the energy for it, a good deep chambre breath. Good deep breath for this beautiful new creation and let it really move around the whole planet. Good deep breath for Fragile X and their new CD, Return to Paradise. Woo! You guys rock. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You bet. Thanks.
Wonderful, thanks. Wonderful.
And you can give that to David. Thanks, Gil. Great. Thanks.
Wonderful creation.
Okay, I love that when we move some energy and get things rocking. But now it's time for Chambre News. Linda always thinks this is the funny section because of the music. And I say, no, Linda, this is the serious part.
I was like, we have time for jokes?
This is dramatic. Okay. Dramatic music, yeah. So what's happening with Sean?
Yeah, Saturday Night Live does the same thing.
Hey, right after our meeting last time, our last
gathering,
we launched that new website that Michelle McHale had been putting together for 8 months, many sleepless nights.
Woo! Great job, Michelle.
And it is a thing of beauty. The technology, the design, the graphics, the navigation. I mean, you were probably like, whoa, when you went to the homepage for the first time. Like, whoa, right? Right? And then you started browsing, and it's like, I think it goes much faster, easier to find things.
No, wait, I'll even
looks
say...
Looks great.
I'll even say more, because, you know, it's always like, how do you want to look at something? Well, there were a number of people that said, oh, my God, I had a problem with the new website. Yeah, because we made it easier. High-class problem. So we're really excited because Michelle really worked on making a lot of these things work together better than ever. And, you know, I've been around people when they were, like, launching new websites and, you know, that can be a really tricky thing because you never really know until you let it go.
Yeah.
And it actually went unbelievably graceful if you had any idea how much was going on underneath. But, you know, when something looks really good, it's hard to forget how much went in underneath.
And there's certain things like the integrated login now because, you know, our store is actually a different site and a different server. So before you had to have two different logins. Now it's all the same, which is great. Much easier navigation, a great look to it, and we're really, really proud of it. And thank you, Michelle. I know you had some sleepless nights. Yeah, thank you.
And you know, thank you, Michelle. And Michelle has some really special support. Could we throw a camera on her partner?
Tom.
He goes by the name Tom, but he's actually Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, yeah.
But he doesn't want anybody knowing he's Santa Claus.
So I imagine you learn more about websites and the frustration of building one than you ever wanted to know. But anyway, Michelle, great job. And I'm so happy every time I go to
thank
the homepage.
You. And to the staff who also website. Added yes. support to that. Thank you. And
also, John, if you're looking for holiday ideas, even if you're not, there's many great
things. Oh, that's his commercial voice.
Yes, that's the commercial voice.
Whoa.
Well, and then we get to take a break. So we've got a couple of cool new things.
Wow.
Do you want to grab one, Linda?
The
Freedom Medallion. You know, this logo right here? We put it through a magic shrinking machine and got the exact same thing, but really tiny. It's metal.
Get a close-up, I dare you.
Yeah.
Somebody. Wait.
It's that camera right there.
Okay,
and close-up. The one with the red light. But it makes a great medallion. I should have worn one today. You put it on a chain, and then people look at it and say, whoa, what is that? And then you get to explain to them.
I'm going to put one on my favorite zip-down jacket. I'm going to make it a zipper pole.
It looks
pole. Stylish.
A zipper pole, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Put it on your keychain. Constant reminder of the elements that are in here. The circle, the fleur-de-lis, which is about integration. The spade, which is ascension.
And your commitment to your freedom.
So it's about freedom. So those are now available hot off the press. Just got them out of the oven last night, and we have them over here at the table today, limited number. We also have them available in the Crimson Circle store online, so they're actually really cool.
It's not me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And next one is Michelle. Oh, Michelle, you're wearing one. How stylish.
Modeling.
Can we get a shot of that? I'm
look
not sure which camera.
Look how elegant she looks.
Wow.
Whoa.
You know, that looks like Tom bought her a really expensive piece of jewelry.
No, Michelle said
Tom's
there,
like,
that's,
I'm
that's
see
a
you
talk
in the bathroom
they're having.
Later. But anyway, that is attractive. Wow.
I love them.
Yeah, they are beautiful. Also, we now have an 8-gigabyte Chambra USB flash drive. I don't know whether you call it a USB thumb drive or flash drive. It's that little thing. Do you want to grab one over there?
Please, let
it's
me.
It's that little thing that you put into the USB slot in your computer, and it's got 8 gigabytes of memory. Whoa,
woo-hoo!
Whoa. And it says Chambra. You pull it apart like that, and you put that in your laptop.
And it has a place to put a loop on it for your key ring or your whatever.
Yeah. So just...
Or as Gene Tinder suggested, ugly earrings.
Ugly earrings. But if somebody's going, oh, geez, I forgot my flash drive today, you go, whoop, I got them.
That hurt just to watch you do that. You obviously don't have pierced ears.
I do not. I have pierced nothing. nothing.
Good. That would have been a surprise. I wouldn't have wanted to know about.
So just some little stocking stuffers. Also, don't forget the amazing Mirabs. These are these approximately 20 minutes, but it's a time for energy and consciousness shift.
Shifting
where you don't
experience.
Do anything other than just listen to the words and allow the shift to happen.
They're warm and
naturally.
Pleasant.
We have them on them. Ancestral biology. I think that's been the most favorite. Death, a little holiday and death mixed together. distillation, enlightenment, life, and past lives. So great little stocking stuffers. Okay, I think... Oh, one more.
Oh,
Studio
no.
K. Well, it's got to be one of my
let
favorite.
Please.
That's Kathumi's In the Studio with Yoham. Kind of a Sunday morning, kind of laid-back jazz. It is so good. So good. Three tracks and funny and musical and kind of teary at times. It's Kathumi at his finest. So anyway, that was it for the little stocking stuffers. Now, almost exactly
anything
right
else
on
that
schedule.
You want to do?
Yeah, I want to thank all the special people who make
everyone.
All this possible,
everyone.
Including the Crimson Circle Angels all around the world who are subscribers, who contribute, donate, and send energy to make all this possible because it takes a lot of people. It takes a lot of resources to do what all of us do.
Well, it takes a lot to give away things.
Yes. Also, the web hosts, the translators, advanced studies teachers.
There are advanced studies teachers all over the world every single weekend. There's classes somewhere in the world being offered by our teachers. You should check out advanced studies. You'd even be surprised. They will come to you if you can bring a small group together. We have amazing people teaching some of our best material.
Great. Over 600.
Including us, yes.
Over
Sexual Energy School.
Yes, yes.
Plug, Sexual Energy School. You should try it.
Over 600 teacher certifications worldwide. So, and also a great big hand to this crew that comes in every month and makes it all happen. I was standing in the back. Go, yeah, big hand.
Woo!
During the video before, I was standing in the back of the room and just looking at how beautiful all this is. The stage setting, the technical stuff that goes into producing this is just astounds me. So a big thanks to everyone for making that possible.
Thank you so much, all of you.
And
the live audience here.
A live audience, you rock.
And all of you listening in, because the audience is what Adamus reflects.
No matter where you're listening from, whether you're in Australia, Japan, Korea,
South
Brazil,
Africa.
Canada, Norway, Switzerland, we send you our love
Thailand.
Today. And thank you for being part of this amazing group of awakening humans.
We love you all. Russia.
Okay, now, Russia. And time to go for that chocolate in the back. You got 30 minutes to
be
do that and use
nice
the
to
toilet.
Each other.
We'll be back online in 30 minutes.
Thank you
Thank
all.
Thank you.